And now I'd like to talk on the tool role of strength. And I'd like to start off with, I'm going to read a little bit here. my second tool role is strength. Let's start off by looking at the history of Al-Anon as being a tool. The chronological history is an amazing tool in and of itself. However, let's get to the nuts and bolts of a typical meeting. Now, the Tuesday Shared Hope Al-Anon meeting at 1609 John in Superior. That was the first thing I ever went to, the Shared Hope Al-Anon meeting. This day, I'm at my first ever meeting, someplace all of us have been, and I was scared, I was angry, and I absolutely knew I didn't belong there. My stomach hurts. The meeting opens with a serenity prayer, a calming tool, although my demanding or deal-making prayers usually didn't have that effect. As I listened to the opening, the announcements, the steps, the traditions, they were read. There was a topic mentioned, some readings were done, and the sharing began. At the end, a closing with a prayer, one that I was quite familiar with, not that it meant all that much to me in my prayer life. That was over 40 years ago, and the meeting is still running along those lines. The building has changed. It moved from where it is to somewhere else, but still that same meeting is going on. And when I look around the tables of Al-Anon, and I've had the very good fortune of being at a lot of meetings in a lot of different, all the way from Fairbanks, Alaska, to San Diego, California, from Hawaii to New York, North Carolina, those kinds of places, in between and all across Canada. I've been to those meetings, the tools we have, the Al-Anon tools that were given to us. We have those meetings, and I can walk into one, sit down, and I see the people at a meeting 1,000 miles away from home, and it's those people at my group at those meetings. I hope you understand what I'm saying. It's different people, but it's the same. Sandy and I have a friend who has learning disabilities. And one of the things that she would say, if you asked her a question about something, she'd say, the same, only different. It's the same, only different. And my gosh, how, you know, like I go to an Al-Anon meeting in Tigard, Oregon. I go to that meeting and I'm reminded of my meeting, my Monday night meeting in Duluth, Minnesota. Same, only different. That's what Al-Anon's done for me. I look around the tables of Al-Anon, I feel a commonality and a camaraderie in those first meetings. Among the tools I first knowingly used were you. You members of Al-Anon were my first tools that I used. And you absolutely knew how I felt, and that's something that struck me from my very first meeting. My first meeting was April the 1st of 1980. And I knew I belonged, even though there was a whole bunch of women and one other guy, I knew that I belonged at that meeting. When you talked to me, you were uncritical, non-judgmental. Today, I call that tool the spirit of our collective experience. Courage to Change, October 4th, says, today I will cherish our collective strength. Whether I'm at a carving conference, sitting at an Al-Anon meeting, or at an open meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous, there would be a speaker meeting or a discussion meeting. You people knew where I came from. You knew where I was at, and I could feel that. We had a strength collectively that we stuck together. Somewhere in here, I've got written down, and if I come across it, you're going to hear me repeat it. But I looked up, because I kept hearing in Al-Anon, I kept hearing fellowship. I love the fellowship. We have the fellowship. I hear Alcoholics Anonymous people talk about fellowship. So I looked it up in the dictionary one day, and it said, it's a community of the Spirit. That was one of the definitions of fellowship. What a marvelous tool to have. The community of the Spirit. The Spirit of helping one another. And that's what it's all about. Today, it's just absolutely great. The 12 steps are written in a historical nature in that they are a proven path we may follow on our journey towards serenity. We learn from others who have gone before. Your experience, strength, and hope. You know, I've got the tool rules labeled experience, strength, and hope in this workshop, but they in and of themselves are tools that we can use. Collectively, we use those tool rules, and I think that's just absolutely marvelous. There are tools within these tools, as I said, as was shared earlier. You taught me to go slow and use my energy wisely and positively. You shared your tools with me, instructing me on how they might be used. That was your experience and strength. You taught me how to be patient and use these tools and get to know myself, to be okay in my own skin. Wow, to be okay in my own skin. Because back before, and even into Al-Anon for a while, I detested myself. I didn't like who I was. I didn't like how I acted. I didn't like where I came from. I didn't like where I perceived I was going in my own head forward. I did not like myself. And you taught me to be okay in my own skin, to love myself so I could in turn love others. Your experience, strength, and hope. And that just keeps coming into so much of what I hear shared in Al-Anon. I usually go to 3 meetings a week. Now with the Zoom thing, I've upped that a little bit. I even go to an open AA discussion meeting from Oregon. And it helps me out. But experience, strength, and hope is just there all the time. Okay, we'll do an inventory of our Al-Anon tools. Whatever tools we are able to use comes to us on a long-term share basis. They were made available for us to use, not for us to use, hoard, and hide in our tool shed. Rather, they were offered to use, share, and pass on to others in need. Our recovery equipment also came with a complete set of instructions, some written, mostly verbal, both based on others' experience, strength, and hope. What I think is so cool about that is that, you know, my father-in-law and my dad also could make something out of anything. They had a lot of old tools that they used. They loved their tools. My dad must have had a dozen hammers. He just thought that was great. He loved hammers. My dad was functionally illiterate, and when he made something, he had a string, and he used to measure what he needed with the string. Or if he had a yardstick, the yardstick wasn't 3 feet to him. The yardstick was one of these and 11 inches. Two of these and 7 inches. That's the way he built things. And he built some marvelous pieces of equipment. If he had it in his mind he was going to make me a train when I was a little kid, he would build that train and it would turn out to be beautiful. That's where I keep thinking about the simplicity of this program. It's not hard. It's not difficult. In my mind, sometimes I make it so. That carving that I showed you, I never thought I'd be able to do that. Never. And I did, because I had the help of other people who had gone before me. I had the help of an instructor that said, take that guy's eyes out and put them back in. And that's what I did. And it worked all right. Okay, here's our recovery tools. Energy is one of them. We need to review and renew our energy at Al-Anon meetings. We need to have positive energy to use our new tools properly and effectively. Patience, keeps coming back to that for some reason, is needed to allow time for positive changes to take root. And this is a little rhyming thing that years and years ago came into my head and about things that are important to me about Al-Anon. It's meetings, greetings, and readings. those three things are the basis of my recovery in Al-Anon. As time goes on, our recovery grows and we need to add on. We do this with more tools appropriate to the task. A phone list, meeting list. I've got one sitting right down here next to me, a meeting list. Conference approved literature. You know, we use that at our meetings, and it's such an important tool. And at the meetings that I go to, that's all we use at those meetings, is conference approved literature. A few months ago, we had a lady come into the meeting, and she had another book that she thought was absolutely great. And she opened it up and read from it. And then one of the ladies talked to her about the traditions and let her know that we use conference approved literature. And she did it in a loving and kind and open manner. And the lady said, "Thank you for sharing that with me. I wasn't aware of that." And she learned from that experience. However, that being said, if I'm by myself, I can pick up a book. I've got literature that is not conference approved, and there's some really cool stuff in it. The cryptogram book being one of them. I love some of that stuff. So anyway, time goes on, our recovery grows, and we need to add on. We do this with more tools appropriate to the task, a phone list, meeting list, conference approved literature. 12 steps, 12 traditions, slogans. That's like the hammer, the screwdriver, and the pliers. It's just so basic. The higher power of your choice, prayer and meditation. Those are things that added on to me. I've had an evolution of my spirituality since coming to Al-Anon. My first prayer that I ever remember praying was one of absolute terror. And it worked. And for a long time afterwards, as I was growing up, because that happened when I was quite little, as I was growing up, my prayer life changed. It evolved. And today, if you hear me share at a meeting about spirituality, I'll probably say the spirit that guides my life, because that's where I'm at. That being said, some people have other ideas. And this is something novel to me. At one time, it was novel to me that I could tell you where I was at, but you damn well better agree with me with yours. What I've learned in Al-Anon is to accept other people, their idea of spirituality, and where they're at with it. It's a necessary situation for me. Prayer and meditation. I pray a lot. As I'm sitting talking to you, I'm looking out my spare bedroom window at the back of our apartment, and I'm looking at pine trees and diamond willow trees and Norway spruce, all these. It's a wooded lot, and it's full of nature, and it's absolutely beautiful. And I look at that, and it's easy for me to pray. Sandy and I took a 155-mile ride the other day, and around the places that we used to hike and go to, and it took us most of the day to do that. But I feel that was part of prayer, because we were at beautiful places where we used to take the kids and go camping and where we go hiking and all that. It's easy for me to pray when I think that the higher power that guides my life is everywhere and in everything. It's easy for me to look at that. What am I to do with all this? How am I going to learn how to put all these tools to use? What's the answer? Get a sponsor. Sponsor? I didn't need no damn sponsor. I'm perfectly capable of doing this all on my own. And then finally, I needed a sponsor. I had to find out how bad it could get trying to do things on my own. A sponsor, and this is my definition of a sponsor. A sponsor is a journeyman, so to speak. Someone who will guide you, or will guide we the apprentices towards serenity, all the tools that are so foreign to us. We choose this person because, to quote from our opening, and this is in our opening, they have what we want. wow, they have what we want. That's so great. The sponsor I have right now, I've had for, oh gosh, probably close to 30 years. And he's a little tiny guy, and I'm a great big guy. I'm 6'4", and he's about 5'6". And when I hug Dave, he fits right into this little pocket of my shoulder. And he's this little Frenchman, and he's got this little wiry mustache that sticks out. He's a couple of years older than me, and I just love to hear him talk. Because when he talks, his voice sounds like it comes right out of a gravel pit. And he just, I don't know, he's just a cool guy, and I love him dearly. And one of the recent readings, I talked about sharing with a sponsor, and after 5 minutes, the sponsor said I did the same things. I told my sponsor the same thing 5 years ago. That was just one of our readings. And when I shared my fifth step with Dave, it was like I was talking to a mirror, because he shared with me the things he did, and they were the same. So that started me on a good journey. Let's go on to some refinement of the tools that may suit your purpose of recovery and serenity. Inventories. Oof. That's a scary thing. Inventories, writing, journaling, gratitude, and prayer list, and making negative versus positive lists. All these things that I've got down here that I just mentioned, those are things that were instrumental in my recovery. Those tools that I used right there helped me out so much. And did I do them right? I don't know. Maybe I was just making a shelf out of an orange crate. Who knows? But I needed to do work. And that was the work that my sponsor put in front of me. And I was able to do that. Some of the other ones are gratitude, attitude, detachment, love, unconditional love, forgiveness, communication, courtesy, self-esteem, self-respect, self-trust, healthy boundaries. Those are some beautiful, beautiful tools. I went to a meeting Monday night, a Zoom meeting, obviously. So it was on the fourth tradition. Well, you know how that goes. Oh, here comes those tradition meetings. Here comes that fourth tradition. There's autonomy and all that kind of stuff. And it was a tradition four meeting. Each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting another group or all other AA as a whole. Now, I started making a list after a while, because these are the words I heard, and I started writing down the C words. These are the C words I heard as part of the fourth tradition: compassion, courtesy, common sense, cooperation, clarity, commonality. Those are all tools that help us practice the fourth tradition. They keep us together. They help us be good listeners. They help us believe in one another. They help us accept one another. And I just thought, holy cow, here's this meeting where 25 people are sharing stuff, and we've got this commonality going. What a great thing. And you talk about a community of the spirit. That's it right there. If wisdom, this is something that I heard somebody share with me, and I don't know if it's conference approved or not, but this made an impact in my life. Wisdom comes with staying a beginner. I wrote down, overheard from a sharing at a meeting. Wisdom comes from staying a beginner. Oh my goodness! You know, to me that is just absolutely great. That's one of those burned in the brain things that I had to keep in my mind. I want to stay a beginner. I want to learn. And that's something else that Elrond helped me with. You people taught me to learn to listen. And then you taught me to listen to learn. It's just that 360 degree thing that just helped me out so much. Okay, I'm going to do I got to see where I'm at here. I got so excited I started doing something different. Okay, here I go. The other tool role that I've got down here is hope. And I'm going to share with that. I was just wondering if there are any, I see hands up in the air, so.
Yeah, so let me open up the chat. And I'm going to go to Julia Kay from Georgia. Julia, would you?